Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Hey there, Jillian.
Oh, Schminders, are you trying to do a segment?
Yes, I think we're going to do a segment on how it's never too late to start a new career, because you're the career coach, and I hear a lot of people talking about not being happy where they are, not knowing what the next step would be.
I wish I could like see an audience right now so badly, because I'd be like, who feels this way, right?
Who and it's this like, audience?
Yeah. And then you see like a show of hands, right? It's like you can engage people. It's like, who out there is identifying with what she is? Jake's hand is up. Jake just put his hand up. What do you mean, babe? You're playing poker.
Oh, no, I'm really happy doing that. But I know it's going to, you know, one day it's going to come to an end. So
why?
Just live in the moment, bro. Don't worry about one day. Just deal with it today. That's it.
Why will it come to an end? You're 5 and poker doesn't require like any sort of physical strength.
Well, I just want to, you know, I'm using it to make money to one day switch over to something else, and I just don't even know what that is yet.
You don't need to know what that is.
Yeah, I'm a G.
I'm
exactly.
Telling you, brother.
Yeah, you don't need
you
to
don't
know.
You don't need to, like, not every moment of your life needs to be planned out. There's a beauty in not knowing. You know what that does? It doesn't allow you to be disappointed. There's no expectation.
And it opens you up just, possibilities.
Yeah, brother, you wake up with purpose. Your purpose is to be the best poker player or best engineer. Or best lover, or whatever it is that you do these days. That's it. It's really simple. Don't stress yourself out. And that's what people do.
Yeah.
People like pile on so much shit, and they don't realize that there's only 24 hours in a day. We sleep a third of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Make some time for yourself. Like the other day, I was with one of our employees, and I was just like, "How do you find your creative inspiration now?" I really don't. I'm like, well, make time. Figure out how to do that. Because the problem is like people are just in a routine and like, look, you're not living in your moment playing poker and winning and doing great because you're like, well, this is going to end. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do. No, dude, don't. You could play poker forever.
That's
She's
true.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. And it might go from earning a living to being recreational.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Sure will.
You might turn and be like, you know what? I'm going to teach people how to play poker. There's so many different things.
Yeah. Oh, and it's also just staying excited.
You know what my dream job is? Dog walker.
Well, you can do that.
I'm dead serious.
You can do that.
Dog walker. I talked to this guy in my building.
Oh, no.
He makes $15 per walk.
Whoa.
And he lives in a building with like 400 units. Think about how many dogs there are. And most people just go to him because, right? Because people see him all the time with like 30 dogs and they're all well behaved.
Yeah, I thought about doing that for a while.
That guy's got
too.
A smile on his face every day from here to here. It doesn't matter if I see him at 6 in the morning or at 6 p.m. or at midnight for that last walk. Happy.
I was
going to say, there's a hike that I go on with my dad pretty regularly.
Oh, no.
And there's always this.
What the fuck? This is why I don't let Cindy do segments.
15 dogs apiece.
How to become
Cindy's
a dog.
Cindy's not doing the segment.
So I'm telling you, brother, don't stress yourself out. Honestly, just be like, this is what I'm doing right now. You can say to yourself, you know what? Maybe in 3 years I want to do something different. That's it, man. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself.
Dog walking.
It's like worrying. Nothing comes from worrying.
It's true.
90% of the time, it never even happens.
Yeah.
I just find that when
I think we've done enough on this segment. That we just helped Jake. That's what this show's about, helping people. I just looked at him straight in the eye. Like I'm the prisoner on one side and he's the attorney.
This is true.
Yeah.
Not through the
Look,
glass.
He's good. He's smiling again.
Is it?
All right, next segment.
Yeah, I guess.
Mean, you can do. Well, it's never too late.
Never too late.
Follow your passion.
God knows I've done.
Live in the moment.
A thousand different things.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. So you too can do that.
There's something satisfying about wearing stylish shoes that look and feel great and also happen to be made out of recycled water bottles. That's Rothy's, the everyday flat for life on the go. They look as great with a dress as they do with yoga pants. Plus, Rothy's is constantly launching new styles, colors, and patterns. One Yahoo editor even called them the most comfortable flats she's ever owned. And I get it, because my Rothy's black loafers were super comfy to me. I mean, as soon as I put them on, they felt great. I didn't even have to break them in. And another major plus is that they're machine washable, which comes in handy for someone like me who has kids and pets stepping on me all the time. So check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothys.com/Jillian. That's Rothys.com, Rothys.com/Jillian to get your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, and sustainability, these are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothys.com/Jillian today. You know how you solidify healthy habits? You start them up and you stay consistent with them. And the best time to do it is right now. So simplify your mornings and evenings with a simpler electric toothbrush from Quip. The timed sonic vibrations are gentle on your gums because most people brush too hard, and 90% of us don't brush for the full 2 minutes we're supposed to. I personally am really into Quip's multi-use cover because it works as a stand, mounts to my mirror, it slides over the bristles when I want to take it with me, there's no clunky charger to clutter up my bathroom, and it runs for 3 months on a single charge. This is why I love Quip and why it's perfect for getting back into a healthy routine. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Jillian right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Jillian. Getquip.com/Jillian.
All right, we just got the thumbs up that apparently we're ready to roll.
6 minutes later.
Yeah, it only took an hour. I thought it was an hour. But we have a special guest. I still don't know if he can hear me. Steve, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You sound a little muffled, but I can hear you.
Right, okay. Guys, we've got Steve. We've got, like, my Insta crush. Crazy Insta crush that I finally got to meet. And I don't even know how to pronounce your last name because I've never once said it because he's from the account at Wolfgang2242. But your name is
right.
Steve Greg. It's Greg?
Steve Greg. Yeah.
There's an exactly. I in just there. Like you can't do that. I was like, is it Greg? I didn't even know.
Nope,
I didn't even know it. Yeah. There's actually a guy, an actual human, with a human name behind at Wolfgang2242. Yeah, and I am obsessed with him. So before you guys even listen to this, I need you to go to his Instagram right now so you know exactly who I'm talking to if you don't. But he should need no introduction because we actually went to lunch in Venice and we got stopped outside the second we stepped outside and I took the photo. Someone was like, oh my God, I love you, to Steve.
Wow,
and which dog
cool.
did we, was it Edsel? It wasn't Edsel.
Engelbert.
Yeah, it was Edsel.
It was Edsel. That's right.
Edsel. It was Edsel, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because I've been telling all my friends that. I'm like, I'm with Jillian Michaels.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody knows her. And I walk out of the restaurant and then some older lady comes up to me and is like, oh my God, you're Steve and it's Edsel. And then she handed you the phone and said, would you take your picture?
I was like, this has never happened to me before.
That is awesome.
Like one time with Pink and that's about it. I swear to God. Literally like one time. I was like, oh, no. Alrighty. I mean, it was the cutest thing ever. So hopefully you have paused us and you now have an idea of the gentleman I am speaking with. But I am actually going to tell you a little bit about why Steve is my Insta crush. So you guys know that I am an animal lover. And several years ago, a friend sent me a news piece on you, of course, and what you do. And I thought you might tell everybody a little bit about what you do on Instagram. And then the irony is that you also have a day job. So this is all like kindness of your heart, charity. This isn't a business account, none of it. It's just, which is why right. I think it's resonated so much. So Steve, what do you do on Instagram? Well, what is Wolfgang 2242?
The account is about adopting senior dogs.
Yeah.
That's the basis of the account. And I started doing it about 7 years ago. I've had dogs all my life. And, you know, people that are dog people will know sometimes you have one that is just your heart. You know, you connect so well to that dog. It's like, you know, they're your best friend. You just know each other very well. And I had a dog like that named Wolfgang. And Wolfgang and I did everything together. I swear it was like, you know how when you have a best friend and you can look at them and each of you know what the other is thinking?
Yeah.
It was like that. And so I was very close to this dog. And he was hit by a car and killed. And it was just devastating. It was like a really horrible, horrible dream. And then a month later, I'm no better. And 2 months later, I'm no better. And finally, at 3 months, I was like, you know, I've got to do something or I'm just, you know, not going to be able to function as a member of society. So I decided something good needed to come out of his death. And if a dog that was going to die could live because Wolfgang died, I thought that might do it, you know, that at least his death allowed another dog to live. So I went to the shelter and I adopted the oldest dog they had. He was a 12-year-old Chihuahua. His name is Eeyore, and he had 4 bad knees and a heart murmur. And today he's 18 years old with 4 bad knees and a heart murmur. And I'm telling you, leaving the shelter with him on my lap, And this was a shelter that euthanizes, and just knowing that he was living and there was a reason behind it, it was like it all lifted almost immediately. I just could feel light again, and it was just so amazing that I had room for another, and I did it again, and then I heard about another one, and I did it again, and I ended up with 9.
I was going to say, where'd you end up?
Wow, 9.
I know, it sounds ridiculous, but it's like if I have another one, like sometimes I will dog sit a friend's for the weekend or whatever, it just all goes to, you know, it just goes crazy. I can't keep up with their food and their medicine. It just goes out the window, but and if there's only 8 in the house, it feels a little lonely, believe it or not. So 9 is my magic number.
What I love so much about this is like one time we were texting back and forth, right? And then I get this thing like, no, this one stays upstairs and, you know, so-and-so stays over there and then make sure that so-and-so doesn't get. And I was like, will do. And he's like, that was not for you. I'm like, I know. And it was like, where are all the dogs? Because he was on vacation. There's like half of them went, but half of them couldn't go. There's also a pig and a chicken, and there were pigeons at one point, I think. And they all like have movie night. It's ridiculous in like the best way. But what I love so much when we sat down, because we finally sat down, I was like, I need to know everything about you. Like, I want to know everything. Like, tell me everything. And he told me this story. And what I love is it's that lesson of how to cope with grief, right? It's that book, Man. And then I was like, did you ever read Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning? And Steve was like, oh my God, I love that book. And it's like, that's such a great lesson. And it's one that I was so hoping you would share, because so many of us have a loss in our lives that is that profound and that devastating and that tragic and that unfair. And really the only way to transcend and to come through it is to do, I think, what you've done and to give it a meaning and a purpose.
Absolutely.
And that's what you've done.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's different ways for different people, but that is absolutely what you have to do. And you know, it's funny because in the book, they asked us.
Well, wait, I haven't even told everybody yet. Hold on. So Steve just wrote a book that's coming out September 3rd, which we're going to get into. But it's called The One and Only Wolfgang. And I want you guys all to pre-order it because that's what's going to help make this book a bestseller. And I want this book to be a bestseller, but we'll get back to that in a second. So please go on in the book.
Yeah, I'm sorry to get off subject. No. Like
I just didn't, I didn't preface that everybody needs to buy this book now.
It relates, I promise.
No.
In the front of the book, they ask you to, you know, to dedicate the book to someone. And I of course, dedicated it to Wolfgang. I was like, you know, to Wolfgang, just look what you did. And it just was, oh my God, the best feeling to know, you know, that he lives on and on, you know, through these shelter dogs that are adopted and people that contact me and they say, because of your account, I saw how much life these senior dogs have left to give. And here's a picture of me with my senior dog. And I'm telling you, it just doesn't get any better than that.
No, I can't imagine it. It would. And, you know, it's funny because Seven, my dog that I adopted after I lost Baxter, who was like my Wolfgang, is now 12, 13. We're not totally sure. And she's like the best, right? She's mellow and chill and like self-confident. Like, yeah. And I'm like, this is like such a joy. She's so like wise and fabulous, which again, I'm going a bit off topic. But I want it because you also have... I mean, can you really lay out for me like some of the characters in your house? And they're not all dogs, but I mean, they're
they're not all dogs. I mean, I guess the like biggest character, figuratively and literally, is my pig Bikini. I adopted a pig. It was in the middle of all this. I've kind of always wanted one, and I went to a chicken swap one day, and this guy had a pig there that he had to get rid of. He was going to take it to a shelter because his landlord wouldn't let him keep it. And so I talked to him for a little while, and he's like, yeah, she lives, you know, she's comfortable with dogs, and she's already house trained. And so I thought, well, I'm never going to have a better chance to get a pig. So I brought her home, and
an opportunity.
She just makes me laugh every day. And she's a complete pain in the butt a lot of the times, but I can't imagine life without her there. So I have that pig, and then I have a couple chickens. One of them gets picked on by the other chickens. So she comes in the house and sleeps in the house at night. Her name is Betty, and she, when we have movie night, she lines up there with the dogs just like everybody else. And she's amazing. I love that
incredible
chicken.
Which all on Instagram. Crazy, I know, Betty, yeah. Swear to God. Silky.
A couple ducks, and there's a couple cats, stray cats that I took in. So it's a house full. Oh, and a rabbit. People that follow the account will know that I've got a rabbit named Stuart. There's a little bit of everything.
So here's the thing. I was like thinking that like, okay, this account must kind of sustain, right? That I'm like, how do you do this? This has got to be a fortune because they're all going to the vet and this and that. He's got a day job. He's like, oh, I'm an accountant. Yeah. I work as an accountant. Yeah, and supports the whole operation off of his day job. And I was like, what the, I swear to God, like, so it's like accountant by night, like animal superhero, you know, or like by day. It's like, so what does a day in your life look like an average day?
Yeah. When's it start? Who wakes you up?
Yeah.
Well, I set the alarm, and I'm actually the one that wakes everybody up, but I get up at 5, Monday through Friday. And, you know, I have to take, there's a few of them that will sleep in, and I love those dogs. Like Melvin, the dachshund, he will sleep in as long as you want. And there's Doris, the poodle, sleeps in. There's one more that sleeps. Eeyore will sleep in too. But all the others, the minute I get up, I have to pick them up. Some of them will follow me, and we go downstairs and go outside so they can go to the bathroom. And then I bring them back in, and we go, I take a shower, and they're in there with me in the bathroom while I get ready. Then we go downstairs, and I feed everybody and give the medication.
So Bikini doesn't, like, break through your door?
What's that?
Bikini doesn't break through your door wanting to be fed first?
No, she it's a balance between lazy and hungry, and lazy wins out a lot. So she will wait till I actually pull the bowl out and put some food in it, and then she's up. But she's demanding, but she's lazy.
Oh my God! So they get breakfast, they get their medications, and then
The breakfast, you know, it's not easy because some of them have issues where they need special diets and some of them are just picky. And so there's for the 8 dogs, I've got probably 6 different, you know, foods going on. So I'm like a short order cook in the morning. And then after that, the medications, I bought a gardener's toolbox kind of thing. It's like a gardener's caddy. And it's got 9 different slots in it. So that's what I use for all their medications. Each one of the slots has got their name on it. And so that takes a long time too. And then I, of course, have to pick up the backyard and let the ducks out and let the chickens out. And, you know, so it takes me, and then I get to work about 7:30 in the morning. So it's about, Luckily I live very close to work, so I don't have a big commute, but, you know, it's a good couple hours in the morning to get all this going.
Oh my God. Okay. So, do we need to take a break?
Sure, that's right. Perfect.
You know what's great about this?
Because I know Cindy's going to make me.
But before we take a break, you know Kenny's moving to Denver. So you know who I'm going to go see when I'm out in Denver.
Steve?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming over.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome anytime.
Sorry in advance. Yeah. Oh, no, you have no, you don't, G's not on Instagram.
Yeah, so I got off social media, but I'm just looking at your feed online. It's like,
it's pure
amazing.
Happiness.
It's just happiness. It's I've had a smile on my face since the segment started.
You know what's funny?
Oh, thank
you. So awesome.
It makes me feel good.
We were literally doing a segment about it's never too late to start a new career. And G did not know you were on the show because he's off Instagram.
Do you know what my dream job is, Steve?
What's that?
Dog walker.
You can have a new employee.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if it just paid better?
I know. And move it to Beverly Hills.
So wait, Steve, will you stay with us? Because Cindy's going to make me take a break.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah. All right. Steve, can you stay with me for one more second? Because Cindy's going to make me take a break so we can have our sponsors jump in and they pay for this whole shebang. And then when we come back, we're going to talk all about your new book. So guys, stay with us.
When was the last time you slept really great? I mean, we'll do just about anything for a great night's sleep, but sometimes we completely ignore the fact it might be time for a new mattress. I mean, right now at Sleep Number stores, it's the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale and queen mattresses start at only $8.99. If you wish your mattress could be firmer or softer, that's what the Sleep Number bed is famous for. You can adjust each side so it's just right for both of you. How about a bed that helps keep you asleep? The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts so you're effortlessly comfortable all night. Come in during the biggest sale of the year and for a limited time, save 50% off on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/Jillian. That's sleepnumber.com/Jillian. Sometimes you want a little sparkle and a little flavor in your water, but you want to keep it healthy. Well, LaCroix water was developed to give health-conscious consumers the kind of refreshment we've been looking for. Zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. So, of course, it's America's top-selling branded domestic sparkling water. I love the coconut flavor, but LaCroix comes in all kinds of other flavors, from their new hibiscus flavor to key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, peach, pear, and so many others, even unflavored. And they're all from natural sources with natural fruit essences. They even produce their product in their own facilities to maintain control over the process, ingredients, and the water in their drinks. LaCroix continuously tests and analyzes all aspects of production to assure the highest quality in every can. You can join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water. That's LaCroix. And for more information and a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com.
All right, we're back with Steve Gregg from at Wolfgang2242 on Instagram. If you do not follow it, him, them, the posse, do yourself a favor and do, because it is like literally a shot of happiness every time you post or when I go and watch your stories. I literally just cannot stop smiling. They make me so happy. And that brings us to the whole reason that I have actually like asked him to come on today, or the reason he agreed to, because I'm a big pain in the ass, is that he has a book coming out on September 3rd called The One and Only Wolfgang. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, it's available everywhere. Please, 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 we're going to tell you all about the book, but pre-order it, because that will help push this book to the top of the bestseller list, and that's where it needs to be because it's so important. So first, Steve, will you tell me about how the book came about, what it's about, and why you think it's important?
Well, I was actually approached by HarperCollins about doing a book, and I just didn't know, you know, what that would be like, and I didn't want to just put something out without meaning or that wasn't interesting or whatever. So we thought about it a while, and then we came to the conclusion that a children's book would be great. And I love that idea because, so many messages that are sent to kids today are about loving new things, you know, the new puppy or the new bike or the new school or whatever. And there's just no message, I don't think, in our society about loving the old. And that's what the whole theme of the book is, that, you know, old is as cool as new if you've got somebody that loves you. And it's, so it takes the kids through the dogs and the pig and everything else in my Instagram account and shows basically a day in the life of Wolfgang and how we all love each other and we're a family and everybody's different. You know, I have a 140-pound dog and I have a 4-pound dog and you know, and there's a chicken in the mix and a pig in the mix and everybody gets along even though we're all from different backgrounds and we're all, you know, different personalities and they're all old and they still have so much life and love to give. And one of the things, I get messages all the time on the Instagram. One of the more common messages is from a parent saying, my kids always want me to read them one of your posts when we go to bed at night because they love Bikini the Pig or they love one of the dogs or whatever. And so I know that this resonates with kids and I just think it's a great message for them to hear. And that's why I did the book.
There's also, which, I mean, I love that more than anything, and I want to dig into that, but there's also so much research about how caring for animals is good for kids because it teaches them about responsibility and accountability. And
absolutely.
You doing that is setting that example for them. And, you know, you and I went to lunch, and my son, because he actually stayed with my girlfriend because I wanted to focus on our conversation, so I was going to take pee and, like, let him bring his iPad, but, you know, my girlfriend was like, babe, let me just take him. Because, like, I know you've wanted to meet Steve in person for a real long time. And they just played Nerf War. So I was like, all right, whatever. But he's like, where are you going? So I was like, look, but, you know, I'm going to go meet this guy. So I was showing him the account. So the next thing you know, like 2 weeks later, what you do, Steve. So he went to the shelter to give the dogs treats and ended up, like, falling in love with one of the dogs there, which it does not get along with other dogs, so we cannot adopt the dog. But it was like, I want to do what Steve does, and we got to find him a home. And I was like, oh, my fucking God. So, like, we had to do a whole Instagram video and Instagram live, and, like, it's a process, unfortunately, because he doesn't get along with other dogs. Like, the shelter is being super intense, like, it's a process, but we're still, but, like, he was so inspired. And every day is like, the dog's name is Ruffalo. What's going on with Ruffy? Aww. Where are we at with Ruffy? Let's go visit Ruffy.
That's so
Does
amazing.
Steve know we're visiting Ruffy? I'm like, he did see it, buddy. He commented on the DMs. And I was like, wow. Like, I don't know. I never really show my kids Instagram that much. Like, sometimes I'll do videos with them, but I you know, because you always hear like, oh, it's so bad for kids. So you just don't show it to them. Sometimes a cool post about a shark or something that he's into. And now it's exactly what you said. He's like, what's Wolfgang? Can I see, did they post today? Does he know that, like, did he see my video on Ruffy? I'm like, whoa. And I thought it for some, in some weird way, it empowered him. And we talked about it, right? So I was like, bud, you know,
And there was a sign on the thing that said, I'm looking for my forever home. And this dog has been in the shelter the longest, this poor effing dog. And I was like, what is it, sweetheart, about this dog? And it triggered him feeling like, okay, you know, we lost our home in the fire. And he felt helpless about it. But he like saw you, because I told him your whole story and about how you lost your doggy and the whole thing. And he's like, I want to do something because we lost our home. I want to find this doggy a home. And I was like, holy shit. Like, he really took it in.
That's awesome.
And he's seven.
That's so cool.
Right. Like, he really got it. I was like, wow. All right. I mean,
so you can be nice.
Right? I was like, he is not a little sociopath. I was a little worried there for a couple of years, but like now I'm encouraged.
He's going to love his book.
I know. I cannot.
Oh, like, I'm so excited.
Cannot literally wait to read it with him. And by the way, I'm wondering if there are galleys, because I will buy my, but I would absolutely love an advance copy. So again, guys, the book is available everywhere on September 3rd. Is when you will get it, right? Everywhere retailers, but pre-order for your niece, your nephew, your son, your daughter, your grandchild. Like, it is just the most beautiful, honest to God. And of course, you can go through the account with them. But I want to get back to a few other things. Because you also were telling me these great stories about when you guys shot the book. And I was wondering if you could share a little bit of that, so people get even more of a glimpse of kind of like what's in there.
Yeah, well, it's one of the things that I think is really cool about the book is it's not just illustrations. You know, the people that follow the account want to see the dogs and they want to see the pig. So we shot photographs for the book, and then the backgrounds are illustrated. So, you know, it's got the recognizable animals from the account that the kids know and love, and then the magic of illustration. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. But we had to shoot these pictures. It was a friend of mine that's a photographer, and we would meet every weekend, because like you said, I'm working during the week, and we would meet every weekend, and the publisher would give us a list of these are the shots we need this week, you know, because we'd already had the storyline written out. And oh my gosh, the first thing we do is scan the list to see if we had to take any with Bikini the Pig, because that could be a nightmare. You never knew which bikini you were going to get. You know, she could be a complete pain in the butt, or amazingly, just when you were ready to write her off, then she'd be like completely compliant and, you know, steal the show. So we would try to avoid those until, you know, we had plenty of energy or maybe a little bit to drink or something. And then you would do
coping. That's a new
shooting
book.
Nine
coping
dogs,
with Steve. I love
and a
it.
Pig and a chicken, and you've got to get them all to look the same way, or to, you know, it was. I tell you, I'm surprised that me and the photographer are still friends, and that we're not both alcoholics after that's over. It was very stressful, but you know, somehow we pulled it off. I don't know, but there was one part where they're supposed to be asleep on the couch, and then another part where they're awake watching the movie. Well, the part where they're supposed to be awake watching the movie, we couldn't get one of them to open their eyes, and then so we shoot that shot, and then they all open their eyes. I mean, it was just back and forth, and it required a lot of patience.
Oh my God.
Can I ask a completely different question?
Do it.
Because, you know, Steve, I want to know this. Obviously, you said you're an accountant, and now you have this other amazing thing happening.
Other life
happening at home. And I want to ask you, because I forget what the cuddle chemical is called. It's like your brain produces
oxytocin.
Oxytocin, right? Yeah. So do you feel that since you know, with the purpose after Wolfgang's passing and what you've embarked on, do you feel yourself way more relaxed? You know, because your home, as chaotic as it can be, is probably a zone of less anxiety and stress, because by nature of all the love that those, you know, creatures are giving you, right? So would you say that in your journey that you feel way more at ease and relax in your environment at home once you get home from a long day?
Absolutely. It's I cannot wait to get there. And it's interesting. One of the things that loving these animals has taught me is I am more of an animal person than I am a people person.
Sure.
But somehow going on this journey and loving these old dogs that nobody wanted, it's enabled me to be more empathetic with with people, you know, with the homeless person on the street corner. Because if this was a homeless dog on the street corner, I don't care if it stank and it was, you know, just in horrible shape, I would love it immediately. Mm-hmm. And it's helping me to make that connection that I never expected.
Mm. That's awesome, brother. That's God bless you for what you're doing, because you're really giving people permission to understand that we can all do our part in helping, you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
All these animals.
You don't need, by the way.
I actually like animals better than people.
I know. Don't we all? I mean, but it's like, you don't need, guys, you don't need to have 8 dogs and a pig. And like what I love about these people that kind of are outliers in making change is that they inspire us that we can adopt one.
Right.
And that's the lesson. Yeah. We don't need to be you. You're you. There's only ever going to be one Wolfgang 2242, obviously. And that has resonated. But the lesson is, like, if this guy can take all this on with a day job, like, I can take one dog and save that life, or one cat and save that life. And, like, you know, we've talked, I don't mean to judge anybody. I'm not trying to, like, rain on your parade. But if you can adopt, don't shop. Yeah. Follow this account and you will see, like, how much love these animals have to give. And you can make a difference in just one animal's life. And by the way, it's like, from everything you're saying, Steve, it's like they make that difference in yours.
Yeah, they pay it forward. That's the beauty of it.
And absolutely.
And all the lessons you have here about how to find meaning in tragedy, how to, like, change the culture of aging. And there's so much ageism in our society. It's worse than ever. And teaching your kids about responsibility and connection and empathy with animals, which, like, spreads, God willing, empathy with people.
Absolutely. And you know, the one thing that seems to hold people back from adopting a senior dog is they're like, oh, you know, I won't have it as long.
Right.
And the one thing I've learned is love is love, and it doesn't have a time frame. So if you love something for 3 months or 3 years or 10 years, it's the same. And you never want to cheat yourself out of that. You know, and so the more love you can have in your life, you don't need it by a time frame. You just need more of it in your life, and it's worth it every time.
I worship you.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet you.
I love you so much. Guys, the book is called The One and Only Wolfgang. It is out September 3rd, but please, please, please pre-order it, because we want to do everything we can to make this book as successful as possible, because so many people need to know about it. And so many kids will love it. Go follow Wolfgang 2242 on Instagram. It literally is, like, one of the only things on there that won't make you feel shitty about your life or yourself. Oh, my God. It's just pure happiness and pure, like, heartfelt love and fun and humor. And, Steve, please, please, please come back when G is in Denver. I'm afraid you're going to have a little drop in.
Yep.
And the next time you're in LA, I cannot wait to see you again.
Awesome. Steve, thank you so much.
Man, you're the shit. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.